All right, we're ready for Affection Connection Part 2. Reagan is on the line. Reagan called us yesterday, and she's had a little dilemma about a friend of hers, and the question pretty much was, should she tell her best friend of 4 years that she is in love with him? Now, we talked to her yesterday, right. So she's ready to go here in just a moment now.
Exactly.
But we have been getting texts and calls all morning long, and Facebook is blowing up on us because people want to know what happened with her.
Yes, and you know
should
what?
Should she say anything to him?
Valid points on both sides. My answer, of course, was life is short. I've been married 3 times, but believe it or not, I've been known to be impulsive and change on a dime. And I think she should, too. It's like, throw the ball out there, see what happens. Take it and run with it.
My point is, you've been buddies for 4 years. You really want to... that's a long time to be sitting on the bench watching everybody else play. Would it make a difference if it were him telling her that, a guy making the move rather than the lady?
You know,
does
what?
That make a difference?
I
don't know.
You know what? Not really. Not in the grand scheme of things. If after 4 years, they obviously are very, very, very close. So
yes,
it might be a little annoying. I think that with some of the other calls that we got earlier, they were saying it really is annoying, and it's like a little bit of an eye roll. It's like, seriously, you're going to do this to me? That's what happens if you're a guy saying it. But I mean, I think that otherwise, it's fine.
Okay, Reagan.
Hi, Tommy. Hi, Joe.
Now, yesterday you called us and you wanted to know, should you spill the beans
and confess to your best friend, who is a guy, that you are in love with him?
Yeah.
So tell us what did you do and what happened?
Well, I told him, and honestly, it really wasn't the reaction that I was expecting. And now, I really don't know what to do.
Oh, see, this is what I was talking about. Either he's going to be excited about it, or he's going to start backing away from you. Is that what happened here?
No. So basically, I like we were all hanging out with like a bunch of our friends, and I like that was kind of awkward. I like pulled him away and made him talk to me by herself,
mm-hmm.
and I explained like how I like thought of him as a friend at first, and then like I'm in love with him now, and I know he's got this like other girl, but I just really wanted him to know how I felt, and it was really weird because he started staring into my eyes for a few seconds, and I was like, oh, no. Like, I honestly thought he was going to just, like, yell at me almost or something. Like, I have no idea. Like, it was really...
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
And then he just, like, leans in and, like, kisses me.
Well, that...
And it was completely insane.
But is he not in a committed relationship with somebody else, and you're completely single?
Well, yes.
Think that answer.
Well, no, I mean, I just don't know where we go from. Since he leaned in and kissed you, I don't know what happens now.
Okay, but you're supposed to tell me, okay? Like, I honestly don't know what I'm supposed to do right now, and I'm just like, I don't know if I should like leave him alone because he's dating someone and they are exclusive, or like, should I go for it? Because like, honestly, like, okay.
But I'm looking at the positive here. The last time we talked to you, you were scared to death that if you confessed to him how you really felt, that was going to be the end of your relationship. And now you got this out of him? It's like, this is a good thing. We can work with this.
Okay. I don't know.
That's a tough one. Holy moly. Now what do we do?
I don't know.
Hold on a minute there, Reagan.
Don't go away. Stay there.
I don't even know what to say.
It ended better than we thought it would.
Oh, we got a mess now. 801-570-9393. What do we do here? And by the way, we are keeping him completely. We're keeping him out of this because this was all coming from her.
Yeah, okay.
Any ideas? Now we got a love triangle going.
Seriously, 801-570-9393.
Mattress Firm's 30th anniversary sale's going on right now, right here, right now, today. It's the 30th anniversary, and to say thank you for 30 great years at Mattress Firm, they're celebrating with store-wide throwback savings on the best brands. You get queen mattress sets for as low as $179.99 and get Sealy Posturepedic Firm Queen sets for $399.99.
How about the Tempur-Pedic Cloud Supreme?
How about it?
Tempur-Pedic Cloud Supreme is the best bed.
And it's only available.
Mattress Firm.
At Mattress Firm.
You got it. Go in there and ask for the Joe. I sleep on the Tempur-Pedic Cloud Supreme, and that's why it's called the Joe.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and I can tell you it is a perfect bed. Why? Because of the adjustable base. Because with that adjustable base, it's like having a million different beds all in one. Right there with the remote control, you can adjust the position if you're not having the perfect night's sleep. I don't know why everybody doesn't have the Joe and the adjustable base.
Well, head on into Mattress Firm today, because Mattress Firm is America's number one Tempur-Pedic retailer. Save money, sleep happy at Mattress Firm today. For all the details and a location nearest you, make sure you tell them Johnson & Johnson sent you too. Check it out at mattressfirm.com today. 819, we're working Affection Connection. Reagan's on the line with us, and we're going to go back to her in just a moment and see if we can help settle where the dust lies when she told Jaden, her best friend, that she was in love with him. Okay, Reagan is on the line with us this morning. We're talking from Affection Connection yesterday, and here's what happened. She's been in love with her best friend for about 4 years, and she, to make a long story short, last night she told him how she felt.
Yeah,
because they both graduated from college, and unexpected answer from him was he leaned in and gave, and they kissed.
Yeah, exactly, which is better than what we thought it would be. So,
Guys, I got someone on hold here you need to talk to.
What do you got here? Who is this?
All right, hang on. Hello?
How's it going?
Hi, who's this?
This is Jaden.
Jaden, what?
Is this Cable 93?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, you guys are talking to Reagan, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm the guy. I'm her friend, that she's talking about.
That was you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What are you doing?
Jaden, Reagan, Jaden.
Hello?
What are we going to do with you two?
I don't normally call you guys. I had to look up your number on the website, but Reagan, I heard everything you were saying.
I honestly would never have gone on the radio, except that I didn't have the courage to tell you how I feel. Are you mad?
I'm not mad at all. It's weird because I've been trying to figure things out. I'm gonna put my relationship on hold, and I'm gonna see what ours holds.
No, I know, honestly, babe, I don't want to ruin what you have with her. I honestly don't even know that telling you was the right thing to do. So, truly, just whatever you need to do, please do it.
No, sweetheart, you know we've been together through all sorts of stuff. And, you remember, when you started going out with Paul, I figured it was done. And now I see that it's going to be more. You know, we've been through so much, and you've always been there for me. And I've always been there for you.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
So you want to give this a shot?
Yeah, we can, take our time and talk about it, you know? I want to make sure that we're on the same page. But, I think we are.
Okay. I mean, I'm nervous, but I think I'm more excited than anything.
Me too.
I'll talk to you tonight, okay?
Okay.
All right, everybody hang on. Wow.
Didn't see that coming.
Now that's Affection Connection. Well, looks like we got a new couple together here on Affection Connection this morning.
Yes.
Wow.
However it works, it works. I don't care.
That was a little, the beauty's in the journey. That's all I'll say. Reagan and
do we want to say his name?
Yeah, you can if you want to. Reagan and Jaden been best friends for 4 years, and so she finally told him how she felt about him after all this time. She was, more or less wanted more, and he leaned in, kissed, and it looks like they're both going to, Reagan and Jaden are going to get together, and they're both going to cut their other significant others loose.